morning.
It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
4 o'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. So glad to be back. We were off yesterday for the Braves, who clinched going into the NLCS now, and it just feels good. It feels like we got. I like the one day respites in between doing the shows. Sometimes that's so nice, especially coming off the weekend.
I thought you were about to say it feels good that the Braves won. I was like, who cares?
I know. You know who cares?
George Plaster.
Well, yeah. You can always jump in on the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We have lines available to you. I mean, you know what's crazy? It feels like it's been a week and a half since we've had a show. And the only reason why I say that, the sports landscape has just taken a gigantic poop on itself since we've been on.
That's the problem with not having Tuesday night football, Wednesday night football. We're going to make up our own stories.
Yeah.
And right now, everybody's a target. Hilarious. I feel bad for everybody, right? But especially like white people, because white people, most of all, like John Gruden. All the white reporters, because, you know, you get called racist, it is just checkmate. You're donezo. When you should hear what...
You know, white people have been really suppressed for a long time. I'm glad now a Spanish speaker is saying this.
I have to say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead and step in, Ray, please.
I missed you guys. That's all I have to say.
Hey, also, I have to put a side note. No one could use that audio clip against me. That was just a joke.
Well, it's just you should hear the things. Well, first of all, I say the things on this show. Second of all, you should hear the things like, you know, people normally say in the locker room. It's just you're not going to call those people out because, you know,
yeah. Well,
it is what it is.
You know, we'll just jump into it. I mean, the big story, obviously, was John Gruden happened Monday night, which we could talk about that Monday night.
It all happens just so fast.
So quick. But the second I saw that article come up, I was like, he's done.
Yeah.
There's no shot that he's moving forward anymore. And, of course, it all comes out now. We all know John Gruden resigns as the Raiders head coach. And then just – to go on top of that, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers remove him from the Ring of Honor.
It's
going to start scrubbing. It's funny when you see Vols fans, because you remember like 4 or 5 years ago before Pruitt was hired, that they there was the quotes like, oh no, Gruden's in Knoxville and he's going to get hired as the Vols head coach. And now people of Vols fans, I saw like good buddy Charlie Burris, I saw him on. I was like, maybe it's a good thing John Gruden didn't go to Knoxville.
Well, the emails wouldn't, like, would it have really even mattered?
Well, I don't know. You know,
first of all, I want to say I kind of disagree with the whole Ring of Honor, like, getting away thing. Because
go ahead. Explain.
I don't know. Antonio Brown plays for your team. Dude is a psychopath. Great football player. He's a psychopath. And, if he keeps playing like how he is, he'll probably be in the Ring of Honor one day, right beside good old Tom. I'm just saying, you know, it's weird, like, the... John Gruden's a football coach. He's not, you know, brought in to be a saint. I get that the Raiders can do what they want, and definitely it looks bad because the first one already looked bad, but it's kind of interesting how we draw the line. Well, John Gruden was kind of racist, but it was like, oh, well, he made fun of the commissioner. Now it's
well, and that's the big story,
he
right?
He checked all the boxes just to say that.
That was the best. And to round it all out, Adam Schefter goes on TV. He's like, John Gruden leaving no one. And then immediately Adam Schefter gets canceled. The next day, they're like, look at
you know, those emails are damning. Like, those emails, whatever these emails are, which, by the way, how do you find these?
First of all, why are you emailing people this stuff?
I know that's where, well, and it's John Gruden, because how old is John Gruden?
He was 48 when all those emails happened,
48?
So he's
okay.
About what, 10, 11 years.
This is 2010. He has no idea about technology. Right, like that's probably what it gets down to. Is he's just like, oh, I can say, oh, I can just type to my friends, awesome, and there you go, a little private information going out there. I can just send it privately here. Which is stupid. You know what I mean? It's all recorded. It's all written down. It's all somewhere. Nothing's actually ever deleted off the internet. Shocker.
I saw a great meme. Not to interrupt you too fast, but I saw a great meme where it was like our parents were like, don't talk to strangers. Don't do all this. Don't do all that. And now they're getting phishing scammed. They're sending, they're posting anti-gay rants on Facebook. Like, just parents have just thrown their own advice out the window. And they're just like, we're just going to fall for fake news all the time. They're like, this is us.
We're now the child. No, it's just, and so that was John Gruden's first mistake, which I'm not saying that, you know, oh, if you have all these evil thoughts, do it in private where there's nothing on the web or on recording or anything like that. But it's, I mean, how do you just send this stuff willy-nilly out? And that's what people were asking. They were saying, if this is the stuff that was sending on emails, what were the things that he was saying, you know, to these people face-to-face that, you know, was unchecked, or the text messages or phone calls, things that weren't recorded, that aren't out there, which, regardless, I think, you know, he did the only option he had a choice.
What did I tell you a week ago? What is the football locker room?
It's a wild jungle.
The most sexist, racist, homophobic place in America.
Yeah.
I said it last week. Like, yeah. This is not a surprise. I get being upset, but it's also just not a surprise.
Well, you know? I think we talked last week in the same conversation. We talked about the Last Chance U. Last Chance U, where the first season what's the school? East Mississippi? Is that what it is? The JUCO College. The head coach there, he was shown in a light that was just terrifying. I mean, this guy was a monster, right? He was getting into fights with officials. There was a lot of different things going on. Then you cut to the second season, he's on there apologizing, and he said something that I think is so true, and it hones into this John Gruden thing, is nobody wants to see how the sausage is made. Like, and it's unfortunate. And maybe we can now have a discussion of, is there a place for that stuff? Is that stuff actually necessary? Was it just a culture that was made into this? And that's why we say, and like you who've been in the locker rooms and seen these kind of things firsthand, that it was just more so a culture that has been started inside these locker rooms that can be changed if the right people are gone. And that's a conversation we could have. But you're right, Bruno. This is not, I mean, even in, like, I've never been in a pro locker room or anything, but I've been in a YMCA locker room. And it's not far from that either. Like, it's just dudes getting together saying stupid stuff. I mean, just the stupidest stuff. And there's been any guy you know, I don't care who you are, if you are the guy, you've said something stupid on these lines. And you thought, maybe you thought in your head, like, oh, that was dumb to say, but you got caught up in the culture.
Well, the problem, it's such a weird, I mean, it's,
which is a weird truth that we're like, for some reason, can't say.
There's just a million factors to everything. Like, if you want to work on ESPN, right, you have to have this sort of facade and brand, you know. It's not you. What we do, it's just us, you know. It's not really much of a brand. But if you want to get to that level of ESPN and corporate, you have to have a brand. And those things will irreversibly damage it, right? So it's not, like, it's fake. It's right. Fake in
it's
a sense.
It's all so fake.
And you're like,
and sure, all these people on ESPN, not to cut you off, but all these people on ESPN that are casting the dispersions to all these other people like John Gruden, so on and so forth, they all have skeletons in their closet too.
Oh my God.
They just haven't come out yet.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, and I that's why I won't. You're like, should we, you know, be more open with these things so we can talk? I think, yeah. Like, just say what you're thinking, never apologize for it. And then, you know, the most intellectual thing is like, we come together, we talk about it, whatever. Like, it's not going to happen on Twitter, but.
No, well, unfortunately, that's where it tries that.
I mean, let's bring up, you know, my first ever like podcast where Sarah Fuller is announced as like on the team. And I was like, yeah, if it was between the SEC championship and Sarah Fuller, I'd deck her, right? You know? And then I immediately get an article. Joe Rexroad wrote an article about me in The Athletic or whatever. It wasn't exclusively about me, but it just mentioned me and it mentioned those comments. And I think it was along the lines of like, you know, this is what some people think. And they I unironically think that. And, you know, the problem, and then you, like, it's easy to target one singular person and be like, can you believe this guy thinks like that? It's like, well, you'd be surprised how many other people, like, think like that. They just, you know, don't have the platform or whatever. I think that's the So you get the Clay Travises of the world on the one hand, right? And then you get the Jemele Hills on the other hand, where it's just like everything should be sunshine and rainbows all the time. And then you have Doomsayer Man over here. It's what makes money, you know? Everyone's got their own personas.
And agendas.
Yeah.
Outside of that.
I don't... Personally, man.
Both of those people you mentioned, by the way, they have an audience.
Yeah.
They have an audience that they talk to.
I think what really screwed Gruden was the fact that it just kept coming in multiple days. If two things change, all the stories get leaked at once and he never mentions Roger Goodell, he might still have a job. I think if those two things happen, they might have just been like the first day. Because what he said about that guy and like the rubber, like massive lips, that's bad.
Yeah.
That is bad. And they were still like, well, let's, ride it out.
Yeah.
So if it all happened at once, they might have,
That was straight up a racist term that I didn't even understand when I read it. Like, I'm not going to say it because I guess it is bad. I'm not the deciding factor of what's a bad term and all that. What's a stereotypic term?
Right.
But seeing that when I was reading, I'm sitting there thinking like, what? I don't even know the context of what he's trying to say. And in the article, it said it's somebody who, is constantly lying or something like that. Like whatever the context he was trying to make it into. But you're right that it's really interesting when you see the thing that actually killed him was what he said about Roger Goodell. And moving forward, and I think it gets heightened even more with the Raiders earlier this season. The NFL coming out saying the NFL is gay, and they have, which is such a weird thing for me to say on air, but that's what, they came out and said
that. It is
that.
What it is. No, it's,
but it was a, and then they have Carl, I'm going to say, how do you say
Nassib?
It? Nassib, thank you. I always say Nassib or something like that. And Nassib on the Raiders, and then they, all these things come out, John Gruden, even that photo, right? Like, there was the photo of him, like, holding John Gruden's like holding Carl and like he's all like he's so proud of him and everything, and now Carl's taking time off and everything from playing, and it's I think this was a tornado of things coming together, and like I said, he did the only option that I think he had.
I'm not gonna
say it was right or wrong, I'm just saying it was the only option he had, which was I'm done.
Well, they probably told him like resign or you're fired, and it's one of those things.
Yeah.
It's just such a, I don't know.
I wonder what's next. Because this all started with Washington 3 years ago, right?
Right.
With the Bruce Allen thing. And there was connections of him going to the Raiders to link up with John Gruden with the whole, like, that cheerleading. They had the little Washington Post stuff. So.
Yeah, this is all stuff that is totally irrelevant to the actual investigation they're doing also.
And it's right? all, like, connected.
We're just getting random. Someone has a shot. It's like if there's a video out there with a monkey with an AK that used to be really popular meme. That's exactly what's happening. And it's just bang, 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 bang. Just a little.
Shots fired.
Everyone's all right, just
there's the there's the video clip for our Spencer Barnaby, our intern. Find that monkey meme and then just put Bruno's face on it with him, and then have them shooting, and it's just John Gruden and Schefter.
People in the industry are sweating right now. And
yeah.
That's why, like, if you do something like us, or this is where you got to give the outlets like Barstool credits. They're unironic. They're branded, but there's a little bit of their personality invested. So when we say
David Portnoy is going to go out and say crazy stuff.
When we say these things, right, like I've said a ton of quote like treading the line race stuff because it's funny in my head.
You said a lot of, just the tax evasion stuff alone, right?
Well, that's
very, dead serious.
Yeah, that's criminal. that's criminality. I need to be more careful with that off the top. But it's just like these industry people, I know they're sweating because they all are normal people.
Yeah.
They say stupid stuff all the time.
Well, and that leads into the next part of this with the Adam Schefter stuff, who's this next victim of this gigantic email blast or whatever it is, all these emails, which, by the way, are not going to get released. I find that...
What a disservice to Twitter.
Well, and I understand why, right? Like, in these emails, there's topless photos of cheerleaders that apparently it's... I mean, this is my understanding. If I'm wrong, somebody tell me.
No, you're right.
These were not consensual.
No, this is
photos.
Connected to the Washington little thing, and that the players have asked for them to release all the stuff that happened in that investigation last year with Washington.
Yeah,
and they're like they're not going to do it.
And the NFL owners, who we know run the NFL, right? Goodell is just a figurehead. The power really comes from the ownership group. Yep. Who knows what they're saying? Who knows what's inside those emails? But Adam Schefter comes out today, or not, you know, the information comes out, of course, about Adam Schefter, that he was sending articles out that he was going to write and wanted them to get approved by the NFL when he does not work directly with the NFL, which that brings up the question of journalistic integrity, right? Like, which we've already known, like, this is... Like
he's not a reporter.
We talk about Urban Meyer, right? Like Urban Meyer, he's like all the crazy stuff Urban Meyer's, and he does this with the college. Well, we're like, well, on course, that's par.
But Zach and we can talk about this. I always thought that was just an unspoken truth. Maybe I'm giga brain, and I just never knew it. But I was like, there's no way this guy is an insider with 32 NFL teams and doesn't like scratch backs, right?
Right.
I'm like, what do you expect? I see all the journalists now, you know, jumping on top of Schefter. They're like, I would never do this. I would never do this.
Dan Wolkin walked into a trap.
Well, that's why you're not the top NFL insider.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he was, because he was doing this stuff. Are we just playing dumb at this point? Or did people really not know? Like, he was definitely, you know, and do they think he's a nice guy? And they were like, let's give him all the news.
Or he's super sneaky or something like that. Like, he's just like listening devices in all these rooms. And he's, you know, surprise. We talk about it. It's so stupid because, like, our platforms aren't huge. Like, let's just be honest. Like, comparatively 100%. To who we're talking about, right? Like, Adam Schefter, whoever.
Yeah. Big dogs, yeah.
But we're sitting here screaming the truth about how media is, like, over and over, even before just now this show. Like all these others of, you know, clickbait and all this different stuff, how the media tries to get people, the human, the, like, the
engagement,
civilian.
Engagement, all that.
All of it. We're sitting there telling you about it, and it just keeps, and people are like appalled. They're like, I can't believe that Adam Schefter does not have
some people in the game are willing to just flat out lie and just
act
like
they've never done it.
This is like, this doesn't happen. This doesn't happen behind the scenes. Just standing on their soapbox, like,
Dan Wolkin, let's just call it out, right? He did the whole thing with the Vols, and shout out Dawn Davenport for calling him out on Twitter. Like, I mean,
L plus ratio.
Yeah, she just demolished him on Twitter. And you got to give it to her here. You got, I mean, you just, you, I don't, you know, the whole competition thing. It's all, you got to give it to her. That was a great thing.
In normal internet media fashion, being the borderline personality narcissism disorders that, like, most of the people have, Dan Wolkin has quadrupled down on this story. He's like, for the millionth time, I said LOL, and that means that's a joke. Why can't people just take an L?
That's like committing a crime, but you were like, my fingers were crossed. That does not count. Yeah. All right,
taking an L is a lot harder these days. That is true. Like,
look, this is the thing. I don't care who you are. When those lights get hot and your name is in the press, your name is going through all these tweets, people are just coming at you with facts, right?
Yeah, you just start.
You can't. Like, telling the truth is not fun. Like, telling the truth and being a part of the truth is not fun. So I understand why people get in the back of the corner and they back the animal in the corner and he starts, you know, he's trying to bite. He's trying to go crazy. Like, part of me believes it.
I love jumping on the cancel train, I guess. I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, see, the problem with the cancel train, it doesn't have a conductor, all right?
It doesn't need one.
It doesn't even have rails. The train is just running through middle America right now, laying waste to who's ever in front of it.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Is there ever any, like, national story of just, like, some moving object just causing tragedy. That's what's going on
trains.
Right now. Yeah. It is.
I feel like every year there's a train that goes off the track.
I just think there's something so ironic about shilling and working and, you know, sucking up for years and years and years just to have the same people just throw you under the bus. And then, you know, now you're getting humiliated. I just think it's funny.
That's 100% that job. Like, especially at that level, right? Like what we're saying with Adam Schefter, to have that kind of connection to those teams. He's got to be doing something. He's got to be in the good graces of them. And he's not – like, I know how hard it is to get info from high school coaches, all right? High school coaches where I'm not even going to give stuff out. I just want a roster. Give me your starters. That's all I want. I can't even get that stuff out. I can't imagine what these multi-million-dollar paid coaches, how hard it is to get any kind of info from these billion-dollar organizations. I can't imagine how hard it is. So, yeah, Schefter's doing something. Other people – Ian Rappaport's probably doing something.
Yeah, first of all, when are we going to call? He works
for the NFL, though. You know, it's like.
I feel like he's next.
it is that thing where he technically does work for the NFL.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, so and name a reporter, a big-time reporter, whatever. That's what they're doing. That's how they get sources who are trusted. And for some reason, they trust them with information, and then they put it out there. So is it a journalistic integrity? I don't think it's bad what Adam Schefter is doing, but he had to get to that point to do the job that he does, and that's why he has such a big following.
Yeah.
So
people are on there.
People
on the,
will turn on
they're
you.
They're talking on the app about ethics, about what's right and wrong, and you want to know the solid truth about life, boys, that you already know? It's all fair game.
Yeah.
It's all fair game. As long as you're willing to face the consequences, and at the end of the day, it's all fair game.
Well, and it's all facing the consequences.
I told you. We all got a price.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty low right now.
If you need a corporate shill, call in 615-844-5600. Bruno is your guy. All right. We need to go ahead and run to our first break. We'll have Jeff in the borough when we come back. If you want to jump in on the phone lines as well, we have extra lines available, 615-844-5600. I want to hear from you about what you think about all this just news that has just obliterated the sports landscape. And I like Bruno said, has basically put a lot of reporters into hiding right now. Go see who's not tweeting. That's the person who's scared. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still heavy traffic out here on 24 up by Ellington Parkway. We've watched traffic volume increase even more so in the last few minutes. I-40 through Wilson County. All that traffic coming through Mount Juliet right now. Clarksville Pike at Buena Vista and Bordeaux. That wreck should be out of there in a few minutes. Some radar earlier on I-40 as you head on through parts of Dixon County. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg still going on through the end of the month. You still have time. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosti, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Right now, Bruno, if you hear that in the background, Bruno and, as you know, Bruno and John Burton have a rivalry going on right now.
I just really don't like that guy.
And John Burton, who, by the way, why he's calling himself Johnny Nashville. What is...
dude.
Is there anything less, what's the word, original that you could do? Johnny Nashville, you know what I mean? Can we think of any, can we think more than 2 seconds about our nickname we're going to give ourselves? Which, by the way, never give yourself a nickname.
First of all, I thought his name was John. You can't name yourself Johnny. Like,
I don't know what his legal name is.
I thought the point of them naming him like J-O-N instead of J-O-H-N is because they knew he was going to be short. So they were like, we need less letters in the name. All right, let's move on. Take it easy.
That was too far, Bruno. let's go to the Affident Bank phone line. We want you to join in as well. Got lines available. 615-844-5600. They're available all day today. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Wait, what's going on? The problem is Burton don't think.
I totally forgot. Let me
explain something. On his Sunday show, instead of the Three Stooges, it's the Titan Stooges. Burton, Bullock, and Hutt. Trying to explain how the Titans lose, whatever the heck they do. I guess Sunday against the Jets, how they lost, and all this other business. And Burton dragging that old Syracuse player, Bullock, out there. And Hutt wouldn't know a first down from a touchdown. He don't know what's going on. He don't know what the hell happened over there.
Jeff, you just sit in your chair at your house just pissed all day, don't you? Monday through Sunday.
I don't like Burton no more than Reagan does. Well, I don't like him. Okay, and the reason why he don't like me is because I'm a Kentucky fan. He likes people like Dane and Kevin that call up. And when Dane calls up the show, he about has a stroke. We have to call an ambulance, put him in the hospital when Dane calls in. he has his little stroke when Dane, because see, he loves him because they're ball fans. He likes the ball like and everything else. So, I did want to ask Mr. Dosky. Mr. Dosky, did you see where J.R. Smith had his first collegiate golf?
Yeah, I saw that.
See where the hornet stung him?
Uh huh.
Yeah, he got
attacked. Yeah, he looked like me in my yard trying to mow, so I understand the problem.
Hey, Zach, I'm going to ask you, how's that skunk doing in your air conditioner? You ever get that out of there?
Hey, that's been gone for a while, but you know what? We are getting to skunk season. This is when they start jumping in because it gets warm.
Yeah.
Once a cold comes in, they get in my air vent. They get underneath it, and then they spray, and it goes through the circulation of the whole house. It's a nightmare. Wow. It's a real problem.
Are they going to get in there again, or are you trying to get the air conditioner?
I don't know if Pete is going to come after me, but I'm going to kill those SOBs, all right? They're going to die.
I didn't know if it might come back. I probably came back in real hot weather. I didn't know when it comes.
No, it's cold because they want to stay underneath that heat every time because I got a furnace there. So yeah,
it makes it stink even worse. but I didn't know, and I didn't want to ask you. I know y'all hate me. Yeah, it's always basketball. Mr. Dodge, what do you think about Mark Few's suspension? You see that?
What was that?
Mark Few, the Gonzaga coach. You see his suspension? You see that?
No, I didn't see that yet.
He got suspended for the season opener. The Gonzaga. So he got a drunk. He went out and got drunk driving. They suspended him for the season opener. Guess who the season opener's against?
I have no idea.
Dixie State. Instead of Red Solo Cup, they wanted to play Dixie State. It's a school out of Utah. They were Division One. They're in a transition going to Division One. They're in the WAC. Conference with it, so instead of playing,
so they don't need them, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much.
instead of playing Red Solo Cup, we have a party. They're gonna play Dixie State that night, so I guess Dixie Cubs is gonna come and play five Dixie Cubs, play against some Gonzaga boys. See if they can hang.
Suspended
points on the board.
Suspended for the first game.
Pretty funny, pretty hilarious. So, but
gonna kill the guy, but suspended for one game.
Final week. One final thing I'll ask you, Zach. The final weeks of a high school season. Israel's got the one seed for the playoffs. Do you think they can win a couple games in the playoffs?
Depends on who they're playing. I know they don't meet any of the Rutherford County teams. The only way they meet them is in Chattanooga.
Are they going west this year? Do you know?
I believe that's what I know right now. I honestly haven't even looked that far forward
I
so.
Didn't know if you had. Yeah, I know.
I gotta ask Zach Womble. He knows all that stuff. I just ended up texting him.
I read somewhere where they clinched the region, but a last thing that you go one Sunday. I was ready to have a recap, you know, of the game Sunday.
Yeah,
and you know, Crager, you know, Tennessean.
Yep.
He putting the key cast in the score. He put Riverdale 17, C. Tolman 3. C. Tolman is a football player at Riverdale. He said C. Tolman was 3 points and caught 2 touchdown passes from Jameson Holcomb. So instead of playing Smyrna, they played C. Tolman that night. It was 11-on-1. Riverdale played. One player 11-on-1 that night. And only scored 17 points against C.D. Coleman. That's pretty good defense, but Coleman River Day played pretty good defense against that offense. But y'all hang in there, guys, and go Commandos.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
It is so interesting just having
Jeff.
Also, he's like, Burton hates me because I'm a Kentucky fan. I think it runs deeper than that. Burton hates me because I'm like better than him.
Right.
That's like out of jealousy.
Yeah.
First of all, also, I listened to that soundbite. Burton was like, "I'm this."
His resume.
You're talking about just so everybody can be involved because I know not a lot of people listen to the morning show.
Yeah.
What it was Burton started talking about Bruno, and then when it went down, I think this was Monday. No, it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday, and then so yeah.
Well, he's mainly talking about himself. He was like, "Bruno doesn't know who I am." And it was like, well, for one, he's correct. Two,
do you want to play the soundbite?
Do you have it ready to go?
Of course I do.
Yeah, if you have it ready to go, go ahead and pull it up so that way we can play it. Because this is the other thing, by the way. Like, I'm starting to notice something. I think we have a Benedict Arnold in our midst, a little bit. Like, a little bit.
Oh, he just likes mixing the pot.
Wrapping things up on a Tuesday on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Greg has been out. He is in Atlanta. Braves Brewers game, what, four? Yeah, game four. Yeah, duh.
Yeah, figure
Atlanta
it out.
Up 2-1. They can clinch today, clinch a spot in the NLCS, and eliminate Greg Pogue's Brewers.
Spoiler alert, they did.
We will see what happens. You can listen to the game right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 4:15 first pitch, 4:00 pregame, which means, unfortunately, no afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan. What will we ever do? My gosh, I can think of a million things I'd rather do than listen to that show. By the way, their producer Ray Dotsky's sitting there right
Benedict
now.
Arnold.
Hi, Ray. Tell Zach and Bruno I said hello, will you? Love those guys. Yeah.
Oh,
whatever.
I'm absolutely going to tell them that you send your love. Yes, I will. I will.
I showed you that thing that Bruno tweeted about me.
The imposter.
Yeah, so I want to get into this idea that I think Ray's the Benedict Arnold of the show.
Why is that?
Because you're jumping on their show.
No.
To talk to them.
No.
I think it's either that or a stir. I can't say what he's stirring, but I think Ray is kind of churning the pot here, trying to make this keep this going.
That's the worst part about betrayal. You never come from your enemies.
Like, we expect Burton to talk trash about us, right?
Yeah.
But somebody's prolonging this and giving it life, and on both shows, gaining popularity for it. It ain't me and you. Our names are being said, but we're not on there. Ray's on there.
No, I was in there early yesterday to do my podcast, and I had to wait, so I was just sitting down, and then I didn't know he was going to.
There's always
up.
An excuse, right?
I'm not an excuse.
Let's let John read off his LinkedIn account.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Is he implying that I'm an imposter?
Apparently so.
No, I was saying
apparently so.
I'm an imposter. Bruno Reagan needs to realize, okay, and you tell him I said this. This is coming directly from me, bro. Okay, I'm the real deal. I told you.
I know you're Johnny Nashville.
Google me, man. Check my credentials, okay?
But do you want
to co-host this show five days a week. I'm on News Channel 5, sports anchor. I host a nationally televised professional wrestling show. Co-host, I should say. Professional wrestling show.
Now that we have Bray's resume out on
I am
on
a certified personal trainer. And oh, by the way, I'm Johnny Nashville, king of Broadway.
And you like nice long walks on the beach and stuff like that.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
I do. I like sunshine and rain.
Do you want
to mess with... Who in the hell does Bruno Reagan think he is to call me out?
Do you really want to mess with the...
So John rattles off, this is who I am, this is who I am, this is who I am, right? And it's just...
narcissistic, kind of.
I mean, yeah, but that's the big problem with John's, like, the big problem with what John's process is, that's John, who am I? I'm 340 pounds, practically homeless, don't use my degree... you saw me take that IQ test, didn't go well.
No.
And I'm still on the afternoon drive slot getting the big numbers, to constantly talking with Ted and Adam about contracts, accounts, you know.
Deals.
We're doing big business all the time. And, you know, Burton never comes up. So there's just something wrong, you know. I think you have your eggs just too spread out, John. Yeah. So take some advice from someone who's, you know, maybe more senior than you at this point in our careers.
More senior, but also like 40 years younger. John Burton's 65.
You can't overlook the 25 years of experience there.
All right, so John Burton, first of all, let's give John Burton some actual credit. He looks good. He's a good looking guy.
For a senior citizen, you got to give it to him. Yeah. Like he's like, you remember the total body gym? It was like Chuck Norris. Like I'm pretty sure that's what he works out on. He's using that total body gym.
Like, I'm not going to stand up here and tell him, you know, be careful who you come at. You're coming at the king. Like, no, you're coming after some single homeless martial arts dude. Like, that just so happens to also be ahead of you in radio. Why is that? That's for you to figure out, buddy.
I mean, we don't even have to talk about, you know, Vanderbilt.
We don't hardly
professional
talk about
sports. I mean, you know, paid to do things, still getting hit up to this day. Like, we don't have to talk about those things. Like showing up to Nashville MMA, teaching classes. Like, we don't talk about real stuff. Yeah. Just talk about that. Just talk about how it's just going better here.
I mean, anyways, all right.
You know, that's all it is.
Yeah, I appreciate the love, John.
Yeah, anyways. We always want, you know. Like I said, their ratings go up when they mention our show. So it's smart on them, really. It's like they're starting to learn. They're starting to figure out, like, okay, well, what are we talking about this?
Oh, this whole deal, like, everyone's involved except for Greg Pogue. He's just like, I don't even know what he sounds like.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Honestly, the real thing of that, Greg's just awesome. He's just a cool guy. I think every time I've ever worked with Greg, it's just amazing.
Yeah, he just hangs with Big Joe, so it worries me a bit. But.
Well, that's a whole other separate issue, right? All right, we want you to jump in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. Let's go to our next break. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still heavy on the South Loop, the West Loop. Heavy traffic now, 65 up towards Goodlettsville. Carrying a steady flow of traffic out past the airport on I-40 coming out in the Mount Juliet area. 500 block of Bell Road. That's a wreck involving injuries. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms, to batting cages, to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local, friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back. Good afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here today on this Wednesday afternoon. Hopefully you're on your way home from work and you're just hanging out. Listen, if you want to join the show, you can. 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. You can always get in, lines available. So we've already been talking some about the reporting mess that has been going on with Adam Schefter and all the emails that came out with John Gruden, all that kind of stuff. Well, it's not like that's not where it ends. It's not exactly connected to those, but it is in the landscape, Bruno, of how this has been connected. Oklahoma University, newly to the SEC, whatever, 4 years or whatever, they canceled all their media. They said nobody, no media allowed. You can't have any media. And then the student newspaper.
No, it was after, I think. But go ahead.
Well, yeah. So did they cancel it after?
So they were gonna have media. They don't allow media at practice, from what I understand. So what the student newspaper did was they went to a public building overlooking the practice field, and watched the new guy Caleb get first team reps over Spencer Rattler, which surprises nobody.
Right.
Reports it. And then they shut off all media to everybody, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because I know there's a bunch of no-name journalist people in Oklahoma that are like, these kids, yeah. they're gonna go talk to the student newspapers. They're already emailing them. They're like, you know, I think that's awesome.
You know what's funny is this is what we were talking about. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't say this. Screw it. Well, we talked about like 2 months ago when Vandy threatened to like cancel all media because he.
Yeah,
this is essentially that. Well, the school actually did it.
Well, they were very serious with me before. Well, they were very serious with my editor before I went there, and then my editor told me, I don't know why they wouldn't tell me the rules, and the rules were very vague. They were very silly for the most part. It was like you only report in the 15 minutes of a 2-hour practice, and I said the running back screens were bad, which.
Shocker.
Yeah, shocker they were. And then it was basically like a no-tolerance basis, but I guess they gave me a pass for who knows. Maybe I'm an alumni. Maybe I'm big and scary. Maybe they just didn't feel as fair. Or maybe I was the only guy showing up some of the time, so they were like, whatever.
But
it was the same thing. Beforehand, the threat was like they would cancel all media availability if you were reporting on stuff, certain stuff, which, surprise also, nobody cared about Vanderbilt, and it also didn't help their record. So,
and it didn't give anything away. It didn't. This is the stuff that...
It's just about setting a standard. I get why they do it. I also get why I'm allowed to make fun of it.
Yeah. But over at Oklahoma, shout out to that college reporter who was like, I'm going to just go do this and cripple... Real, like, this kid doesn't get paid. Like,
nope.
You know what I mean? He's just, it's a credit. Like, he might fail the class now, whatever it is that he's a part of.
No, he better get an A for the rest of the semester.
He should.
That is pure journalism.
He should. But you know there are news outlets, like you said, some nobody reporter who is calling school, I can't believe this is what you're teaching, blah, blah, blah. This ruined, you know, this is my job, blah, 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 blah. You know, all these things that are so superficial and doesn't matter.
If it's me, I find
and broke real news, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the kid who, you know, and now there's rumors of Spencer Rattler going into the transfer portal.
No, if it's, yeah, he got quotes from Spencer Rattler's dad. Awesome. Hilarious.
Yep.
That's on Spencer and his dad. It's not on the student newspaper. Their job is to find that stuff. Yeah. If I'm them, I'm trying to do it again. I'll fly a drone over the field. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do it again. I'm doubling down. I think that's awesome.
There's something so...
And I already know what Lincoln Riley is going to see these kids, and he's going to try and, like, you know, he's going to try and, like, give off a threatening presence. And you know what? You're just an old guy that coaches football. Who cares?
It'll be over. And
I love
it'll be over soon.
Yeah. No, I love college coaches. I love how important they think they are. I love how, and I love making fun of anybody who thinks they're really important and gets paid a lot. I don't care.
Well, moving on to another reporting story.
Remember, go ahead. You remember Deion Sanders? Call me coach.
Call me coach. Yeah.
All right. The guy looks so unprofessional. He goes, all right, Deion.
Dude, there's nothing more Sigma male to do than to, right after somebody tells you to call them a certain name, just call them whatever you want. There's nothing more powerful than that. You own the conversation at that point.
At first, I was like, just call the dude coach. Like, why even make it a big deal? And then I was like, you know what? That was so funny.
No, Do it again. Yeah. I hope the next time he sees him, he's like, hey, Deion. You know, and really puts it in there. Like, who was the Jim Rome segment that I always get?
Jim Everett.
Yeah, Jim Everett, where he called him Chris Everett, right? Like, that's what made Jim Rome famous. You know what I mean? Like that, and then he just started taking off and becoming that character, and here we are today. We have him on the station every day at lunch. You know, that's when you're going to be able to hear him on Nashville Sports Radio. So it's a baller move is what it is. It's a power move to be able to do that. But reporters are just getting absolutely thrashed this whole week. Like, we didn't even get to talk about it. I forget when this happened. I think it happened 2 days ago. So actually, it would have been Monday. We were off air whenever it all came out. So Devin Brown is a 4-star quarterback that Ole Miss is going after right now, trying to recruit. And a 24/7 reporter, Yancey Porter, that's who it was at Yancey Porter on Twitter, if you want to go look him up.
Has he tweeted anything since?
I don't know. I haven't looked at him since. But Devin Porter puts out this photo, which is a post on a message board for 24/7, and says, spoke to 4-star quarterback Devin Brown briefly about his trip to Ole Miss. Here's a quote from him on his visit. Ole Miss, it blew me away, honestly. I loved everything about my trip down there. It was my first time to visit the state of Mississippi. Never met so many nice people in my life. Their offense is tailor-made for a quarterback. They have two of the best offensive minds in college football. All right, pretty simple. Well, Devin Brown tweets that out, screenshots it, and tweets it out and says, I gave my number to a reporter today, and he quoted me when I have yet to even speak with him. Not cool, Yancey Porter. Ole Miss recruits, check your quotes. And shout out to this 4-star high school quarterback for absolutely putting out just a bomb on this guy.
For all of us to see. Beautiful. I wouldn't have done it if I was
Best part. Doubles down on it.
DMs the kid.
Yeah, Yancey Porter DMs this quarterback and says, hey, please take this down. It's making me look bad. Well, what does the kid go and do? Screenshots it and puts it back out on the internet.
I've somehow felt bad for this guy who was totally in the wrong. I was like, this looks like the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life.
And he goes out to put an apology. And it's even kind of, I don't even know if maybe I'm just kicking him while he's down here, but he goes to put an apology on Twitter. For people who don't know how Twitter works, if you want to tweet directly at somebody where it does not post up on people's line or Twitter line or wall or anything like that, you just put them right at the beginning, at whatever their name is, nothing in front of it. That goes directly to that person. He did that to this Devin Brown kid, I think it's D Brown, quarterback 3-3 or whatever, his at. He posts that up as the apology. Well, that doesn't go out to everybody, right? He posted like an apology directly to Devin, which is how you should do it, but he doesn't post it where everybody can see it. The only way people can see it is if people retweet it and show it. So another scumbag move by this reporter to try to hide the fact that, and of course, you know, just like all these other reporters, they get in the fire, and what do they do? What do they do right? Do we all know what they do right after they get in the fire? They tweet like 48 things, just trying to like bury their name. You know, they just bury it all so it'll just go away. But shout out to this quarterback for just going out on the line and being like, yep, doing that.
The guy in his apology, like, just terrible apology too. Yeah, he insinuated that they did talk and he misquoted him, and it's like, dude, that's not like, you never talked to him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
What a
and then he weirdo. Ended up coming out saying that he got it from another source that he hurts that this kid had talked to. I mean, it's just a black eye this week on reporting just as a whole, because it's just what it is. It's shining a light on how the business actually is. Like, this guy he's just
that's
like,
that's why no one appreciates my Twitter.
Yeah,
no one appreciates it. It's literal art. It's it's art on the times, and it's a play on everything that happens, and no one realizes it yet. And people, it's going to be one of those things that people go back on, like when he painted the Mona Lisa. People weren't like, oh, you know, this is the best thing in the world. It's when my Twitter account's going to be something 100 years in the future, and people are going to look back and be like, this guy was so meta.
I'm throwing you under the bus here because I feel like I just caught it. Tell me who painted the Mona Lisa.
Leonardo da Vinci?
Are we right on that? I don't know. I need my fact checkers getting on that. I don't know. Was it da Vinci?
Yeah, I thought it was.
I don't know who. I honestly, right now.
Because I remember because it was da Vinci Code and had that stupid picture.
Oh, yeah. You're right. All the trailers. I think you're right. Yep, you're right.
We're good, CJ. Yeah. CJ's got us.
Yeah, there we go. We're good. All right, we need to go ahead and run to our last break of the first hour. I just figured I'd try to catch the Vanderbilt grad, see if he knew what it was. Ray doesn't have his mic on, but he's trying to talk.
I thought you could say Leonardo DiCaprio.
There we go. All right, back after this here on the afternoon stretch.
Good afternoon. Quite busy, actually, on the South Loop, the West Loop. Steady flow of traffic making its way out towards Mount Juliet on the interstate here on 40 eastbound. As you come past Donaldson Pike, it's just busy in the normal spots out here right now. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With Kerry Murphy is on.
NASCAR Xfinity Series race recap from Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Roval edition over the weekend, and AJ Allmendinger proves why he is the road course ace after leading 21 laps to take the checkered flag.
Once we got in the lead there, the Piperite Chevy was so fast. I was just trying to pace myself, and I could see the gap we were pulling. I was trying to save tires every lap, just knowing that there's probably going to be yellow. I was praying there wasn't going to be one, but know how these races are, so just pumped up to be able to get another win. And you know, it's funny sitting here just over 3 years ago in front of a lot of you. I didn't know what the heck I was going to be doing, so to be able to be here now and be full-time in the Xfinity Series and make it to the round of eight and get some bonus points, and hopefully we can go have a real solid second round and get to Phoenix.
It was AJ's fifth win of the season. He is on fire this year, being the regular season champion and all. Austin Cindric was second, followed by Daniel Hemric, Justin Haley, and Brandon Jones rounds out the top five. Now, your round of eight drivers are Brandon Jones, Harrison Burton, Justin Haley, Daniel Hemric, Noah Gragson, Justin Allgaier, Austin Cindric 2, and AJ Allmendinger is on top of the pack. Up next for the Xfinity Series is Texas Motor Speedway, 3 p.m. Eastern Saturday on NBC. Also in the round of eight, Kansas and Martinsville. Yikes.
The final lap.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Marrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Welcome Welcome back. The afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios.
Too big for the video screen.
Yeah, you really are. We got to like zoom out or something on the video. I'm getting there, though, so it's not any helpful. You know what I've been doing a lot lately? Is just enjoying honey. Like raw, unfiltered honey. Is that a bad thing?
I mean, when I was cutting like 20, 30 pounds a weekend for wrestling, like I would eat just raw honey for energy.
Really?
I don't know about doing it casually.
No, like it's like, well, I told you the thing. Remember I told you like 2 weeks ago, I read that if you take honey right before you go to sleep, it helps get into your REM. You help get into your REM cycle, the way that the sugars break down, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know if it is either. Blackstrap molasses apparently is the best one to take. It tastes bad, but it's got like a bunch of iron in it. It's supposed to help your sleep. But that's what I heard. So I've been doing it. Well, now it's just kind of turned into this like, I've got honey in the bedroom, I've got honey in the kitchen. I walk out of the bedroom, have a little honey, and I walk out into the kitchen and I have a little honey. It's like I'm bouncing around honey.
That's weird.
Honey's good, though.
Okay, that still doesn't mean you're not weird.
It's so like, it's thick and sweet, and it's in your mouth, and you're just like, you can like kind of chew it a little bit, but you also kind of, you know, it's just in there. Really get into honey lately.
You're gonna
like, I'm learning all the different honey variations.
You keep talking like that, you're going to get email from John Gruden real soon.
Hey. First hour done, second hour coming up.
News. I'm Derek Dennis. Authorities in Norway are investigating a bow and arrow attack. Police say several people are dead and others are injured.
The horrible attack came near the capital, Oslo. According to police, the suspected perpetrator walked around the town of Kongsberg firing at people. He's been arrested, and investigations underway into the motive.
ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. Findings of a preliminary study released by the National Institutes of Health suggest it may be safe to mix and match COVID booster vaccines. The study looked at all three vaccines, and participants had an uptick in antibody levels after getting the boosters. The study also found Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients saw a bigger jump in antibody levels when they mixed it with a booster shot from Moderna or Pfizer. William Shatner heading into a new frontier. The Star Trek legend blasted into space with three other crew members on the Blue Origin capsule, reaching zero gravity before returning to Earth. This is ABC News.
I'm Dr. Stork. Why give your family just ordinary eggs when they can enjoy the best? Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition compared to ordinary eggs. With 6 times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 38% more lutein. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model freight Liner and Kenworth Trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
It's a Bill King Show.
getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch coming at you. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Bruno's only here for about 30 minutes or so.
Basically, it's the next break.
Yeah. Next break, and then he's gone. So if you want to get in and ask him any hard-hitting Vanderbilt football questions, now is the time.
Yeah, but those are lame. Ask me something that I know that you don't.
Why did Vanderbilt lose without scoring a point? I can't believe that, Bruno. How dare you?
Why doesn't anybody ask me any cool questions?
What's a cool question of Bruno Reagan's
mind? I don't know. Something.
Honestly, I'll be real. It's a dystopia.
What, me?
Yes, your mind.
No, it's not.
What was that game you guys were going to play? You guys tweeted out today.
Squid Game?
Yeah.
Ray has no idea what that referencing.
I don't know.
It's the most watched Netflix show of all time.
Yeah, you know.
Are you guys serious or are you kidding?
Swear to God.
Oh, I got to check it out.
There's a Netflix show.
Like, this is not helping your case when we make fun of you for being old. This is just doubling down on
Squid Game's been out for what, a week, week and a half? And it's the most watched Netflix show of all time.
Yeah, they actually,
I haven't seen it, but
what's
I know,
crazy
I know what it
is they, I think it's the city of Taiwan or whatever it is, somewhere over there, is suing Netflix because it is causing internet problems with how many people are trying to watch it in their infrastructure. It's like breaking it down. Like, they're using crazy amounts of data
bandwidth,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, bandwidth to get it. And so they're suing. The whole country is suing Netflix, trying to say, like, this isn't right. Like, it's Netflix problem. They put out a good product.
We need a segment where I can talk about international policy.
Squid Game, Ray. You know what? Go for it.
Knock yourself out.
Well, when it comes to, when you're suing somebody, they're going to be suing under American law. Something a lot of people don't know, right? So how do you expect to win when you're a foreign government? You're going to be arguing on your laws against United States law. It's all, you know, it's all for show, and they're just spending their own money, which is based off the dollar, right? It doesn't matter. So I don't know why these countries do this to themselves.
I don't know if anything you just said is accurate.
He cannot confirm nor deny it.
Right, so Squid Game. It's a popular Netflix series in which people
not English, by the way.
Not English, but you want to listen to some of the worst sub-dubbing. Dubbing that it's ever been, ever. Watch
Netflix,
the English version.
Well, they probably didn't know it was going to be big. They're probably like, dude, just dub this show.
It's
and get it
all
over.
Asians, and it's like, hey, I owe people money, and now I'm in the Squid Game. Like, it's the worst, like, Californian accent that's being dubbed over these very Asian people.
We're gonna get. I guarantee we're gonna get the old dub. I guarantee you. Give it like 3 months, they'll have a resurgence with the new dub. Guarantee.
Yeah.
But we're gonna talk about this day in the future.
Probably
the new dub, because they just didn't know that show was gonna be popular.
I don't think so either. But basically, what it is, like, these people owe a bunch of money. They just have like a lot of debt. And there's this entity. I haven't gotten all the way through yet, so no spoilers yet, honestly. I'm on like episode 3, I think. But it's they play these child games. And
Red light, green light. I saw a tweet on
it's
that.
It's life or death, basically, with this. But if you get through it all, then you get all this money and you pay off your debt, that sort of thing. That's what I know about it right now.
But the
memes have been hilarious.
I just know if that was available to Americans, we could find 100 Americans who'd be willing to do that.
Well, you saw what happened with Mr. Beast, right?
Yeah, he said he's going to do it.
Mr. Beast said if this, like, he was posted on TikTok.
10 which, million.
Ray, by the way, TikTok is a social media app. That if it got to 10 million likes, then he would create a Squid Game. It was the most.
What's a like?
Yeah. It's like the heart thing you click, you know? But it got the it's the most watched and the fastest to 10 million likes in TikTok history. Yep. And people are like, I want to do it. Like, it's like, I don't know if those guys watch the show. You know, if you mess up, you die, right? I don't know what's going on with that. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. I want you to jump in as well. 615-844-5600. Buckeye Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Just sitting here, based on what y'all were just talking about, thinking the world is doomed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just have to enjoy it now, Buckeye Dan.
It's just a downward spiral. It's just, you can see, you look at the bottom, it's just an endless chasm that you can't see the bottom of.
Hey, you know, remember Cool Hand Luke, right? He's riding that, yes. He's riding the missile down. He's like, yeehaw, that's just what we're doing.
Uh-huh. You remember why he got thrown in jail?
No.
Cutting the heads off of parking meters.
Oh, really?
With a great big, you know, like a, it looked like a big monkey wrench, but what it was a big pipe cutter.
Jeez.
Just, you know, go around, so awesome. Just cut it up, blink. Yeah, that was interesting. You didn't see the, like, the first 5 minutes of the movie, you missed that. I have a question before Bruno leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, and I haven't been able to answer this yet. I suppose I should fully research it, but I'm thinking Bruno already knows, right?
Smart guy.
When you score and you cross the goal line and you score in a football game, it's called what?
A touchdown.
Right. Why is it called a touchdown?
I don't know.
That's my question. I know this one. It's called a touchdown because originally to actually score the
you had to put the ball on the ground.
You had to put the ball to the ground.
It's like rugby.
Rugby, yeah.
I want to know, why do they call the other thing when the, you know, it's, there's a myriad of ways to do, for this to happen. Why do they call it a touchback?
Buckeye Dan, why do they call it football?
This is like a bunch of stoners sitting around a circle, you know, and they're like, why do we drive on the parkway and park on the parkway or park in the driveway?
See, everybody kind of to a point knows why they call it a touchdown, but for the life of me, I can't, you know, find anybody knows why they call it a touchback.
I don't know.
It's not because it goes out of the back of the end zone, because there's a lot of different, you know, ways where the ball, that doesn't happen, but it's still ruled a touchback.
That's a good one.
I'd like to, you know.
Well, we need to ask the NFL these questions so they can stop thinking about taunting. Thank you, Buckeye.
That is a good one. I'm gonna have to. Are you looking that up, Ray? I saw you hit the. He hit his phone really quick.
Isn't it awesome having a monopoly? Isn't it great? Because all the stupid stuff they do is just normal to us. Overtime is the worst overtime in professional sports history.
And we all know it.
Coin flip. We all know.
We all agree about it.
Since there was nothing, and we never had overtime in the XFL. So since there's nothing to like counter, to like view on the contrary, there wasn't.
What was the XFL's overtime rule? You remember?
It was penalty kicks, but with plays from the 2 yard line.
It was cool. Yeah, that's right.
And we did game simulation.
Why didn't y'all force one overtime just to
show
it?
Really should have, but it, you know, it has to be a true product. But anyways, I'm not about that stuff. I'm about faking it and making it look
good. Yeah, make it look good. At least for week one. You know what I mean? Let him strut.
He was the coolest part was we were doing like TV scrimmages like a week before the season started, right? To make sure everyone, the TV's down, do the rules. Basically treat it like a real game.
Right.
And we practiced overtime. We were in overtime against Houston. We practiced it for our non-TV game. And the entire teams were just on the field, like side by side, right behind where the play was happening. It was literal chaos.
Really?
Most fun I've ever had on a football field in my life. And we won, like, we converted 4 plays to their 3 or whatever, and we ended up winning, and it was the most. Immediately they were like, we cannot have the teams on the field. This cannot happen. But
so wait,
if you saw that, you would never want to do NFL overtime again.
What was it when y'all were doing it on the scrimmage? I know obviously the scrimmages, but was it like the Battle Hawks? I'm just going to name teams. Battle Hawks and Rough Riders. Battle Hawks on offense, Rough Riders on defense. Then y'all would go,
switch.
And then we'd switch the very next play each time.
Yeah, so we scored, and then we would
run out. Oh, that's chaos.
We would run out the defense. We would like, well, the other team was right there, so you could run up in front of them and be like, what now, son?
Yeah.
Run back to your
side. A lot of polite things like football players do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You know? It was... It was bad. No, it was bad. Like, the TV guys were like, this is, we can't do this. Like, TV guys were just down on the floor, like,
cameramen scared for their life right now. Just.
For me, it was the most fun ever, but we never got to see how it would work in a real game.
Well, hopefully, maybe that is the future. We do get to see it, but
yeah whatever. Totally 20 subject. Years from now when Texas is in the SEC and then they get kicked out.
And they got to join the XFL, CFL, USFL, like whatever. They all merged to the XUSFLT, whatever. Did you ever find that?
No, right? I'm finding the definition of what a touchback. I'm like, what it is? But I'm
right.
Like, why is it called a touchback? Why is it called? And it just refers me back to Section 38 and the NFL play it or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not looking for that. I want the term. I know exactly what it is.
That's one of those stupid things, too, that you go to like a trivia night at some bar, and then that's like the question that they ask, and it makes no sense. It's annoying. You never find these things. I've always wondered, too. We're getting crazy. But I've always wondered, like, who decided about names? Like, who was like, that's a toilet, this is a table? Like, who was the person that just started that thought process, and then... I'm Zach. You're Bruno. Like those are names that we give as people.
It was ancient Romans.
Yeah, but how did they get to choose?
When they developed Latin,
they were
it was
like,
derivatives of other ancient languages. Then it just goes back to the first, to the first, to the first, to the ancient mumblings of prehistoric man, where they're like, "Duh, rock," you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. It's always crazy.
It literally goes
like
all
a toilet
the way back.
Could have been a Bruno, and you could have been named Toilet, and then we could have looked at it and perceived it as just like that's normalcy.
Yeah, but
like to us right now, Latin. It sounds crazy.
No, I can see it because humans are like, we're fairly young species. I think it's what, 200,000 years dating back to our oldest trackable ancestor or whatever.
Whatever you say, Toilet Reagan.
I'm going to beat you up.
You got any current events today, Ray? Can't remember if you said you did or not.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
What do you got you for us? Let's go ahead and jump into them real quick.
All right, let's see.
I always love bringing Ray in when he's on our show, and then Burton and Greg love bringing Ray in when he's on their show, so somebody's getting a little bit more shine every time, and that's Ray, our Benedict Arnold.
I thought that was a dog.
Remember, you can also always call in 615-844-5600. That's the F and the Bank phone line.
So this was one of the things that was a couple days ago, but I wanted to get your take on the Urban Meyer thing, because we also have to talk about Urban Meyer.
Right.
Where he talked about, he
not
said
out
he
of the
wants
woods
to,
yet.
Huh? Not out of the woods yet. So he said he likes his team's offensive identity right now, and he said that he wants 250-250, meaning 250 yards rushing and 250 yards passing.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Wow. If you're in a pro football room and you say our goal is 200 yards rushing, everyone would be like, oh, crap. That's a lot.
Yeah.
150 is a lot. 250 yards rushing? Urban Meyer's out of his mind. He just doesn't know.
Is that just like setting a high standard and just saying like this is where we are as a team?
Being the world of make believe doesn't work with grown men.
Did he send flowers and chocolates to John Gruden after the emails covered up all his
problems?
Do you
see me talking about it? How I'm immediately just like it bothers me.
Yeah,
I'm like, no way, this guy's that dumb. He's that dumb.
Well. I wanted to add something to that for a second because
I guess he's about to get that dumb.
No. So he said during the game against the Titans, he didn't realize that James Robinson's touches got cut in half in the second half when he was almost close to 100 yards rushing. It's like, yeah. I'm like, what are you watching then?
Robinson had a career day against the Titans, yeah. By the way. That was his highest career night or rushing day. once again, if John Gruden didn't have all the stuff come out today, we'd still be on the Urban Meyer train. And people would still be talking about all the things in these comments. But I think it just got – he just got so lucky that Gruden said all these things 10 years ago.
I mean, the dude clearly has just exposed himself as a total fraud. He's not invested emotionally. It seems like a guy who loves the game, loves being around the game. He's obviously not there enough to be an NFL head coach. Dead man walking.
Isn't every coach, though, in the NFL a dead man
100%,
walking?
100%.
Like Belichick and Andy Reid. That's the only two that I can say right now. They could just leave, and their legacy is sustained forever. But every other coach, they're just always ready to be fired.
Great point, but I don't think Urban has a comeback off of this. Who's going to hire him on staff? Like, maybe some college team, but...
Well, and he's not going to get hired in as not the head coach either. Like, yeah. He's not going to pull a Bill O'Brien and be like, I'm going to Alabama
it's
now.
Not, he's an offensive-minded guy. Or he's the Lombardi type.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's basically the do nothing type.
Do you, yeah. do you think he wants to coach anymore? Like, do you think he's done coach? I mean, he looks like
he wants all the credit and to do none of the work. He's me.
All right, there's another new one for Spencer Barnaby, our intern. Go find a picture of Urban Meyer and put Bruno's head on it. That's what we need right now.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I'm going to break the fourth wall. That was so good.
That yeah. was good. That was good. Well done.
That's got to be ASAP. I need that clip ASAP.
Awesome. I mean, really, as quick as possible. But, you know, it is true, though. I do think, once again, I'm holding out hope for Urban Meyer. I'm not trying to be the hot take guy or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, it's still so early. He's with a bad team in the NFL. And give him some time to breathe. Give him some time to breathe. You know, maybe saying things like that, I don't know. I can't. Can't justify that, but that's just his thought pattern, maybe. I don't know. It's the same. It's the same. Like, we talk about this all the time with sports psychology. It's the same stupid thing that people do, players do, whatever it is that makes them great is also what makes us laugh at them and think they're stupid, right? And like, I think this is just Urban Meyer's thing.
I don't know. This is just like a goldfish who just keeps slamming his head into like the glass, and it's just like, what
it's not going to break.
What do I do with you?
Yeah. Got at some point it should break, but it may not. I don't know. You got one more,
real quick. You want to do your?
You got a quick one? We can go with you. Bruno's here, so that's the only reason why.
No.
We'll give it to us real quick. Go ahead. We'll do it anyway.
Derek Rivas on a podcast recently has said that Tom Brady deserves 100% of credit for the Patriots' success.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too. I'm actually surprised Bruno agrees.
Yeah, I thought it was going
to be. You've always said the defense is what carried him to the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, I'm trolling. No. Sorry to break. Sorry to break
character. Sorry, I brought receipts.
Yeah, no, sorry, I mean? I'm breaking character. My thing is, and I don't actually say that. Like, I'm definitely ironic when I do it.
Right.
I think there are more talented quarterbacks in the league, so the, quote, best player is, like, an interesting term. But obviously, obviously success follows Tom Brady wherever he goes. I'm just, like, an issue with my computer right now. I took the bad part, and I put it in another computer, and it made it bad. And I was like, this is the part that's making it bad. Tom Brady's that, except with...
Good.
Amazing. He uprooted, went somewhere else, and it was instantly Super Bowl. So it was just like, okay, that's the common denominator.
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I personally do. It's Tom Brady, like I said, is the greatest football player to ever play football. And that's just how we have to live it. That's just he's amazing. What did he throw for, like, almost 500 yards last week again? Like 8 touchdowns. I know it was against the Dolphins, yeah. But
he just, is he the running MVP candidate right now?
How is he not?
I mean, he's the oldest to win it at 40. So
yeah, he'll be the he's the greatest what's soon to be called non-gender neutral binary football player that as ever is.
Bruno's gone for the day. But you know what's back? Hockey season is in full swing, and there's no better place to bet on the NHL than FanDuel Sportsbook. NHL parlays are the perfect way to make every shot feel like a hat trick. You can turn a little bet into a big payday, and all season long, FanDuel is giving every customer NHL parlay insurance. You'll get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. Haven't we all been there? I know Spencer Barnaby. Yeah, he had that when he put out his parlay, but intern Spencer will hit it again. Don't have a FanDuel account? Then sign up using promo code TAS. That's the afternoon stretch to place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. FanDuel is always hooking you up with great odds and exclusive offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get us paid in as little as 24 hours. This season, make every moment more and bet on the NHL with FanDuel Sportsbook. And remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that we sent you over. 21 and up and present in Tennessee. Parlay insurance max refund, $25 per day. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days for parlay insurance and 14 days for risk-free bet. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, 7th overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out the Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Bruno Reagan is gone for the day. He'll be back tomorrow, as we'll have him back for all the fun and insanity that goes on inside the brain that is Bruno Reagan. But
Bruno Reagan.
But Ray Dosky and I here to kind of close out the second hour, as we do on Mondays and Wednesdays. Big news today that kind of got leaked out, I guess. I don't know. I got a part of it, but it was whatever. The videos came out from Titans practice today. Julio Jones back in practice, which is huge for the Titans, especially with this Monday night matchup that's coming up against the Bills offense. So the question I've been posing the Titans fans, right? The question I've been posing that I've been thanking myself, is it enough for the Tennessee Titans to have Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, that offense? We know what the Bills are going to bring, right? The Bills are going to bring the heat. They're going to score a lot of points. They're scoring, doesn't matter. Stephon Diggs, you got Emmanuel Sanders. Your big fantasy pickup in our listener league, Dawson Knox, has been showing up, local product here.
Yes, he has.
He showed up for Ray, man.
Still lost, though, by 30. Man, I was down 30 points on Monday night. You were right. It was a high-scoring game. I was not expecting that at all.
Man,
it pissed me off. I even asked Bruno, I'm up by 30. Am I going to win? Yeah, dude, you got it. And then what happens? On our little text?
Yeah. It was third quarter, by the way. Jonathan Taylor got over 30 points in our league by the third quarter.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even like a full game. Like, well, maybe it won't happen. This dude like made it a quick death.
I didn't even go sideways with it, but I was like, yeah, I was pissed.
I and you noticed we didn't even make funny. I was like, we all felt bad.
I was just like, God.
Shout out to Bobby part-time, though. I destroyed him. Love me some of that Hollywood Brown and Lamar Jackson trade that he gave me, and then they put up like 80 points on his
Wasn't
head.
Wasn't Lamar Jackson like his first pick or second pick?
Something like that.
And then he went Josh Allen so in the third round?
Yeah. Yeah, his draft was crazy. His first pick was George Kittle.
Oh, that's right.
Over Christian McCaffrey, if you remember that right.
Yeah.
But I digress to the point.
Buffalo,
Tennessee, Monday night. Is the offense enough? Is what the Titans' offense enough? Because we know what the defense is for the Titans. We know what the secondary looks like for the Titans. It's not good. It's bad.
Suspect.
It's very bad. So I know that this team has to do one thing, and that is win the boat race. That's what the Titans have to do. This week, coming up against the Buffalo Bills on that Monday night, prime time, you're taking on Josh Allen, who has covered the spread, I think, 5 times so far. He's 5-0 against the spread, and inside of prime time matchups, it's like crazy. You know, it's like high-level Allen Bell tweets that I see out there that he's putting out.
What is it, 5.5 or something like that, the spread?
I haven't seen it recently.
I think the Titans are a dog, 5.5
at home. Well, for sure they're there. For sure they are.
Yeah.
I wonder, like I said, the question I've been posing to Titans Twitter and Titans fan base as a whole, and I would love for people to call in, 615-844-5600 if you got something to say about it. Jump in on the FNM Bank phone line. Is it enough with Julio, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill? Can they save the defense? Can the Titans offense on Monday Night Football do what the Titans offense did all last season? All last season, which is just carry that bad defense, put up enough points, more points than the other team, and win the football game. Because that's the only way I see the Titans winning that game. And with Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, I think they can. I think they have a possibility of actually beating the Buffalo Bills. You go back to last season, right, when they played the Buffalo Bills, a very similar team to what we're seeing or the Titans are seeing this week. It was on the short notice. It was the COVID game. It was all that info, all that stuff that happened. For the Titans, they couldn't practice, all that stuff. They come out and play. It was like a Tuesday night game, I think, or something crazy like that. It was one of those Tuesday, Wednesday night games that Bruno's complaining they want more of. They end up winning that game easily. They end up beating them easily. So, with that being said, I say to myself, okay, they did it then with Corey Davis. They did it then. You know, they didn't have Julio Jones. And we can make that debate, who's better, Julio or Corey Davis, right now.
We have been all year.
Exactly. But I think this team can do it. This team can do it. Once again, the Titans football, you look at Titans football, what is their bread and butter, Ray?
Derrick Henry.
No other team in the NFL is doing this right now. No other team is just relying on the running game to hold the clock, to hold tempo, to hold everything. And that's what the Titans can do. They can do with Derrick Henry and just win with these 3-4-yard rushes. Every once in a while, he's going to break a big one. He's going to throw Josh Norman across the room like he did last year. That's their plan to success. And then if they have to throw, having Julio and A.J. Brown, that's big for them. They got their guys out there. So we all know the ball's going to go to Chester Rogers.
Yeah.
Those two guys are on the field. It's time to go to Chester Rogers. So I think the Titans have an ability that they have a plan that they can win. A lot of people are counting them out super quick. And look, I'm on the boat right now of I don't know if the Titans are 100% going to win, but I'm not on the boat of I'm just going to say the Bills are just going to come in and steamroll like what national is going on national media, national TV, all that kind of stuff. National media right now would have you think that for sure the Titans are just going to get steamrolled because of their secondary. Well, the secondary is bad this year. Shocker, it was bad last year. It was arguably slightly worse last year. Maybe they've made a little bit of adjustments on their defensive side. Yeah, it's made adjustments upwards the tiniest little bit, but it is still slightly better from last year. This year, though, the offense just has to show up like they did last year. Just be better than the other team's offense. Score just a point more than the other team's offense. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And with Julio Jones, you start thinking now, did they hold off Julio Jones for 2 weeks? Did they, you know, it's Julio Jones. We already know he's had tons of, you know, injuries, but plays through him, played a lot of years. He's not the Julio Jones that we all knew from years past, but we've seen the games. We've seen him have big days. That's for me at least. I think that they held off Julio Jones for the past 2 weeks. And now they've been kind of saving him, which we could talk about the merits of that because you lost to the New York Jets. You know, it's, if that was what they were doing, there's, then we have some problems there. But looking towards the Bills, this is where the season, you know, you're not playing the Jets anymore. You're not playing. Well, you're going to play the Jaguars again, but that's not the road coming up. I mean, you're coming up. You got Bills. You got Chiefs. You got more Colts. I mean, the schedule gets tough from here on out. So this is where I think the Titans have to start shipping up or shipping out, personally. What do you think, Ray?
I think the Bills are going to destroy the Titans. And I'll tell you why. It is not because of Julio is not the savior. A.J. Brown has not looked healthy. He didn't look healthy last week. He didn't look like he played in a handful of games. I know the Titans are concerned about as many carries that Derrick Henry has. I mean, they're putting a lot of pressure on him. Granted, he's been healthy. He's been able to carry the load. But I just
he's a man at the end of the day.
But that's not even my concerns. My concerns is that offensive line and their 8 sacks they've been giving up to everybody. That's being so overlooked. This year where Taylor Lewan came back and they've regressed. That's your starting high-caliber left tackle who might not even make it after this year. He's probably going to be gone. I think he's going to be a cap casualty. You heard it here. Because I just don't think that he's the offensive line does not look like the same they did last year. I think Jonu Smith, not here, that's a big difference. I don't think it's the same supporting cast that it was last year. Mm-hmm. I don't think Julio Jones is the saving grace. And I hate to say that to Titans fans because, like, I'm a Titan fan through and through. I mean, they're like my AFC team, if you will.
Right.
But I have to be
Northerner.
Real. Yeah, I'm a Northerner because, of course, I'm Washington through.
Use guys, all that guy
huge,
stuff.
Use guys, huge, all that, yeah.
You're big with that.
But the thing is that I'm going to be real. I just don't think it's in the cards. I think Buffalo's clicking. Huge win last week for them against Kansas City. My only concern with the Buffalo Bills, and the reason why I feel like the Titans will beat them, is because they always beat teams that always should crush them. They've always done that. They've always played down to their competition, but when it comes to teams they should like get smacked in the face from, they end up winning, like last year against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo was competitively a better team, and what do? They skunked them last year.
Yeah. It was one of the best wins the Titans have had.
So I'm thinking, is history repeat itself? Is Julio Jones? Yes, he does help. But my biggest concern is that offensive line. Forget the defense, forget the corners, forget Julio. Offensive line. You need to shore up that. You got to protect Ryan Tannehill because he looks like a deer in headlights the last 3 weeks, even against the Jets.
Well, and there's definitely something in the water right now. Tyson Breo retiring,
unexpectedly, yeah.
Unexpectedly, and now the scuttlebutt that I've been hearing from inside the locker room was, we're glad that he's kind of moved on. He was, that doesn't look good. That doesn't look good. Like, you're glad that he's doing what he thinks is right. If that's the case, fine.
Sure.
But if he's just giving up on football and then you're using him as a scapegoat saying that, oh, this could have been a problem, he was a problem in the locker room. And those are unverified stories or unverified rumors. Who knows how, other than the guys who are strapping up the pads, going to war on those Sundays, those are the guys who know.
Yeah.
It is strange, though, to see it happen with in the middle of the season, also with the opportunity that lies with Ty, right? Like, the opportunity is that Lewan could go down anytime. We've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody this line goes down, he's the guy they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
If not, sometimes he started throughout the season. And he's had problems, but, what offensive line for the Titans right now has not had problems? It's been all of them. So it was just strange to see him retire. And that's something, actually, I wish I would have brought up to Bruno just to get his take on it. He would have said they need to sign me. Is what he would
Everyone
have said.
Needs to sign Bruno. Yeah. You want to show me issues? Colts?
He's ready.
He's
right here. But there's something there with that offensive line that's going on. We know this offensive line, when they click together, they work really well. Derrick Henry doesn't just run for 2,000 yards last season and over 1,500 yards last season just by himself, right? There's 11 guys on the other end of that ball that are trying to tackle him, so he needs blockers. Like, that's just how it happens. I would say I think you're right. I think Taylor Lewan is I think he's regressing. Would I say he's an amazing, like, he's just the talent, like he's the Taylor Lewan that we all fell in love with and wore the white suit? No. I don't think he has that talent anymore. I think he's on the back nine of what he has. A lot of injuries, a lot of things happen. And he's kind of a personality that's bigger than the team. So he has a different light that shines on him. Is he still good in the NFL? Yes. I think he is. Do I think he makes Pro Bowls for the rest of the seasons? No. I don't think he does that anymore. I don't think he goes all pro anymore. I think he is a solid left tackle in the NFL, but it's not anything that's going to blow your hair back. That's just where he is right now. He's a good player. He's a good talent. He does a lot of good things. And like I said, he has a bigger public image. But right now, there's, like you said, with the sacks that are being let up, there's a lot of different things that are going on. I'm still not on this whole board where I say, you know what, Ryan Tannehill is faultless here. Sometimes when I see some of these sacks, he's just hanging in the pocket. He's just simply staying in the pocket way too long and not throwing the ball away, not even moving around in the pocket. I'm not sure if that's coming with age or whatever it is, but there's a lot of times when I see Ryan Tannehill to myself, I think there's something there where it's not all just the offensive line. Is it the offensive line a big problem? Absolutely. But sometimes it's, let's get the ball out of the hand. Let's try to move. You know, that was the big thing. Working off play action last year was Ryan Tannehill moving a lot. And when he was moving a lot, he saw a lot of success down the field. He saw a lot of success for the team running, all that kind of thing. So there's a lot of question marks. And like I said, with Julio Jones, AJ Brown all being back, right? And as we know, I don't want to jump too far ahead. Julio Jones is not guaranteed to play Monday. But if he is, it's looking like he is. If he's out there practicing, and
that's a good sign.
That's a great sign on a Wednesday, which is normally Veterans Day off, right?
Like how many games has he played for the Titans so far? Two? Was he in the first two games?
Yeah, he was in the first two, and since the Jets, he hasn't been there. So it's been three games so far. But like I said, Julio Jones, AJ Brown, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, that is the mixture that if the Titans want to win. That's just what they have to do. They have to. We talked about at the beginning of the season, before the preseason even.
Right.
The Titans can't do what they did last year, which was all those guys, except for Julio Jones, put in Corey Davis's name for Julio, have career stat seasons
right.
and carry a bad defense. Well, they're going to have to do it for one game. Mm-hmm. They could do it for one game. They could have a great day. All of them can have a great day one day, one game at a time. And you're right. Titans play to the level of their competition. It's always been that way. I don't know if it's just you put the two-tone blue on and that's just how it is. But for some reason, they end up playing just to the level of their competition. So as long as they can just somehow get a hold of Michael's secret stuff and get to drinking that water and Bugs Bunny powering up in front of them and they just all show up for that day, I think they can win. They have enough. Like I said, they've shown that even though their defense is bad, they can still win games. They can win 45-43. They can
win the shootouts because they have the talent.
Have the ball last.
Yeah.
If the Titans can have the ball last, sure. They have a chance to win. Sure. So we'll see. I mean, there's going to be a lot more coming out. We're going to see if we find out more about Julio, if he's for sure going to play, all that kind of stuff. I think if Julio's not playing, then we're taking a big step back, right? That's a big step back. They're going to need their firepower come Monday night here in Nashville.
So let me ask you this. When we do our picks for the week, are you going to take the Titans? We have to wait and see.
We do those picks tomorrow. Those picks tomorrow. Am I ready to give my picks right now? No. You know when I'll be ready to give my picks?
Tomorrow.
That's when we'll do it. All right, we need to go and run to our last break, but we want you to jump in on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Lines available. Before we go on that break, though, we got to talk about our friends over at Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Go check them out on the web. They're open 24/7. Online, always somebody there to talk to you about the special deals, their new vehicles, their used vehicles, everything that's going on the lot. You could even take a virtual tour of the cars that are there on the lot and talk to somebody 24/7. They're always there open for you online at nissanofrivergate.com. And there's so much more just in sales. They have their parts and body shops. Just everything. Their service department, top notch, so friendly. The people there, just so easy to work with. I told you, every vehicle I've ever purchased has come from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. And every single time, the power or the situation to buy there is so simple, so easy to use. Go check them out again. 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511 or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul Tea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul Tea for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul Tea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soultea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soultea.com/radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. If you want to jump in, get involved, super easy. We always want you to get involved, by the way. The show, like I said, it isn't just me and Ray and Bruno just here to talk to each other, even though that's just what it turns into. But it's like, we don't do this just to come on here and talk.
Well, it's you and Bruno talking, and it turns into making fun of Ray. That's how it goes.
Well, when Ray sets himself up, right? When Ray puts the ball on the team.
I do that.
You know, we're just going to swing away.
Especially the whole thing today with the Netflix thing.
Squid Game?
I still got to check that out.
Where are these squids, and what games are they playing?
because I saw, I did like a Twitter, like little like hashtag, like squid, whatever. Like I just to see what I could find on latest.
Yeah.
And they showed like this one, like I guess person like in Japan or China or where it was. It was his backyard and it showed kids playing red light, green light. And I'm like, is this what this is?
Yeah.
Is this what these guys have been talking about?
Do you have Netflix at the house?
I do have Netflix. I'm going to check it out.
Watch it without your kids.
Is this the first year? First season?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, it just came out.
It just came out.
What about Tiger King? You know what Tiger King is, right? Remember all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're having a second season coming out.
Are they really?
Can't wait for that. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to have a second season. Like, and they showed, like, you know, they show snippets of it, and he's, like, in jail, like, talking and smiling to the camera Tiger and everything. King. So, wow. I know. Super excited for that one. But, like I said, get in on the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Ray, what other just tasty current events you have going on?
So LeBron James came out today and spoke to the media about this upcoming season. He said that it's going to take a little while. It's going to take a minute to get this right. But when we do, we know the level of basketball we can play.
Talking about the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the level of basketball where you just signed all the good players and brought them onto a team?
Well, they
should be well.
Well, yeah.
It's you seen the All-Star game? That's what it should look
I
like.
I would have probably gone more Uncle Drew's team, but okay.
get a little old over there. Speaking of Uncle Drew, what a terrific series by Pepsi that they did there.
Yeah.
Took way too long for them to do like in between, but man, that was a great – I like follow along with that so hard. But go ahead, yeah.
LeBron I wish I was doing one of those little cores when they were doing that.
That'd oh, it'd be so fun.
You think the fans were like? Do you think those people were like those patrons or whatever? Like they were in on it?
They're on camera being shown their face. They have to pay those people and let them know they're doing that. Otherwise, they would have been blurred.
How about the players? So the players had no idea.
Yeah.
Everyone knew.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
You think
I'm not a
you
fan?
Know, you know what they're not a fan.
Like? I was hoping it'd be like just all-
when Kyrie Irving pulls up in his Lambo as and dressed like an old man. He's like, oh no, and they're like, I wonder why this guy's in a Lambo. Why is Shaq? Over, who's this giant Shaq looking figure?
Come on, young blood.
Yeah. but no, LeBron James. You know, yeah, they're gonna figure it out. It doesn't matter. Stay healthy until the playoffs.
19th season. Yeah, 19th crazy? Season.
Yeah. Sorry, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah.
Should have played out of high school.
Because all year round, this entire, like since the offseason, it's been the Nets and how there's the projected favorite by most, if not all, NBA like GMs and, you know, most fans thought that. But with this whole Kyrie thing, do you think the Nets need Kyrie? No matter, depending on where he goes with this whole vaccine, if he's going to get vaccinated or not, do you see the Nets still being the potential, like, favorite to win the NBA championship?
Yeah, I mean, they still have James Harden. They still have Kevin Durant, right, for now. Once again, I think it's just same for the Lakers. Stay healthy to the playoffs. Get to the playoffs. It doesn't matter anymore. Just get – you're going to get in. That's what the NBA's done with their playoff system. The good teams are going to get in no matter what. And if you can just stay healthy through the play – because that's what we saw last year going towards the finals. It was Kyrie Irving – or not Kyrie, sorry. It was Kawhi Leonard one game. It was just – James Harden, it just kept going. These big-name players just getting injured, 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 injured. And we started seeing, like, it was almost a battle of attrition at that point. Just who has their stars left? And the Bucks had it. You know, Bucks still had the Greek Freak out there who got injured on his knee, and whatever they put in his knee, I don't know. I don't know how you come back from that injury with knee and play like he did, but they did.
We spoke on that. We were like, there's no way he's going to be like –
hopes and dreams of Milwaukee were in that knee. That's what was keeping that knee in, from tearing up even more. But nonetheless, they wore the attrition. They won the war of attrition, and they stayed less injured than everybody else. So it ended up being fine for them. But that's how it ended up happening. That, you know, and that's the same for LeBron James with the Lakers. It's two teams this year. You know, this isn't – I don't think the Bucks are going to repeat. I don't think the Bucks are going to – they're going to – you know, they're going to be a good team. But I don't think they're going to come back and do this whole song and dance of what's going on. I don't think the Bucks would have won last year had all these injuries happened. I don't think they would have won the way they won this past season. But it did, and that's the NBA. That's the league they're playing in. So it's – you know, they're kind of – it's not their fault that everybody got injured. It wasn't like the Golden State Warriors trying to injure who was it they were trying to injure? I can't remember who it was. They were falling on people trying to injure him. But either way, still, they're, you know, it's not like they're out there headhunting or anything. They're not Sean Payton and the Saints.
So I just have a little breaking news, apparently.
What's that?
Bleacher Report just reported that Kyrie Irving will not be offered a contract extension by the Nets moving forward.
If he doesn't, is that based on him not getting the vaccine?
I would think so. And there's, like, other people are saying that, you know, because he's offered, like, to either sit out or retire, or basically retire, and the Nets have come back and said, we'll trade you. He said, well, you trade me, I'm still going to retire. So he might sit out a year or two and then come back. So they said, well, because of that.
He'll pull a Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, so now they're pulling this. Like, but there's a lot of people thinking that he might move to the Miami Heat. Might be a position there or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
That's a strange one. I mean, this is just a. This is what it's done is this has just forced the hand of people, right? Like, it's just. And I don't know. I don't know if that's a good. I think ultimatums are really bad. Like, no matter what, if we're talking about vaccine, if we're talking about just relationships, you know, whatever it is, ultimatums are not a good thing. And for the Nets to be doing this, I don't know. I don't know who looks worse in the situation. I know probably majority of the people in the world are going to say, well, Kyrie Irving looks worse, right? He's not one to save grandmas or whatever it is that people say about the vaccine now. But I don't know. It's just, when I see these ultimatums, it makes me feel it's like can I watch him play basketball? You know, that's how it gets to me at a certain point. I'm like, can I just watch these guys play basketball and not have to worry about the world? You know, I know this is song and dance has been said so many times over, but the way that sports and politics and life and everything's crossing into each other, just a part of me is like, man, I would love if we could just escape to the sport, you know, and just watch it in its purest form, and that's just how it is. But unfortunately, we can't.
Yeah.
So.
So the Predators came out with some breaking news today.
Yeah, I love when the Predators, they have any kind of news. I think they're like, major hockey announcement at 1 p.m. today. They're like, everybody, and then there's a million, you know, Nashville Predators fan counts. It's big news. I wonder what it's going to be, and all the speculation go crazy. And then there's always somebody who breaks it like right. 2 hours before. Right. It's like, who's getting this news out so quick? Major announcement, and it always gets ruined right before the announcement. I love it. Go ahead.
They re-signed their defensive player, wingman Matthias Ekholm.
For
4 years, $25 million. It looks like it was a mutual interest thing. He wanted to stay. He never wanted to leave Nashville. Yeah. It looks like the Predators did not want him to go.
$6.25 million a year, roughly, for the rest of his contract.
Yeah, I think he came with the Predators, 2017? I believe that's when he came on the team.
Yeah, so. It's a good signing. Yeah. You know, he's a good defenseman. He's, you know, it's what the Preds need. It's like you said, mutually beneficial. That's the key word if you're looking at the Nashville Predators right now. Real world aspects of this, because the Preds, they start their season tomorrow against the, by the way, I think my new favorite team, the Seattle Kraken.
Did you see their jerseys last night?
Oh, they're
against the
amazing.
The Knights?
Hands down amazing. Now, did they look as bad as they could in those great jerseys? Yes. That's another thing we can talk about. But, no, I mean, I might fall in love with the Seattle Kraken. Just the name, the logo, all that kind of everything. It just works.
Something tells me by by the end of November, maybe a month, possibly Christmas time, you might be getting a Kraken like that.
It could happen.
He could come into the studio with a Kraken jersey.
You know which one I got to buy? Not to sidetrack too much, but the Anaheim Ducks, Mighty Ducks, you know, their retro reverse.
You spoke about that many times.
Yeah. I talked about how I was going to buy it, and I just still haven't done it. I need to just do that. But now the hockey season's coming back.
You found it, though, right?
Oh, yeah. They're all over. I think it was Adidas that made a big deal about these retro reverse, and the Preds one sucked. Yeah. So, you know, that makes it unfortunate. But, Matthias Ekholm, getting him back, that's big. That's big. And in the grand scheme of things, does it matter at all? No. You know, this Preds team is, you know, they're in a rebuild. I don't care what anyone wants to put any label. I've heard a couple crazy terms being floating around trying to cover up the idea of a rebuild. It's a rebuild right now. And that's where the Preds are. And I think Preds fans are happy about that. They want to have a rebuild. Let's start fresh. You had your Stanley Cup window, you had your fun, and now it's time to try to figure this thing out again. That's just all it's got to be.
I'm so frustrated because of the whole Nashville teams. It was like the Titans, you have that Super Bowl window. The Patriots, the Predators, you had your window. And you're just like just adding a few pieces instead of like just trying to like just start trading away pieces, capital, stuff like that, build from that. Instead, they're like players that they drafted, let go. Players they traded, that acquired, they were young, about to go into their prime, they let go. It just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks because you're so close. You were so close. And yet, Tennessee fell short.
I don't know.
Nashville Predators fell short.
David Poile needs to go.
Oh, I know him well from my days when I was watching, because I'm a Washington Capitals fan. So he was the same thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm not saying anything bad. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who say bad things, and maybe I don't know enough of them, but I just think it's time to get new blood into the stadium, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
David Poile, you've done your job here. You got all your wins, all that fun stuff. But, you know, it wasn't enough to get the Stanley Cup here to Nashville. Yeah. He did close. Man, he got so close. Yeah. But what are you going to do? Penguins suck. All right, that's going to do it for today. Everybody, thank you so much for watching, calling in, commenting in. Remember, if nobody's told you, I love you. We will see you guys tomorrow right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America.